That's right. This Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
What's good? It's JT.
Hey, JT. How you doing this morning, brother? Can I help you?
Nah, man. I'm actually not doing good, man. I just started dating this girl, bro. And I've been dropping a little bag on you, feel me? She got the look. She got the personality, everything to go along with it. But she ain't really been returning my calls. So I feel like she just... You feel me? How every other female do. She took that bag, she took that little fool that I bought, and she just skedaddled. You feel what I'm saying? So,
boy, this is Atlanta, like, man. You had the budget for that. This is Atlanta. They come, eat, and leave. It's a numbers game.
Oh, nah. I understand that. I feel like, I don't know. She was different, though. I didn't think she'd do that. I guess she played the game. So I feel like I want to go. I wanted to work, but I don't want it to be no situation where, like, I drop another bag and she just run off with a to-go box.
Brother, I feel the same way you feel. I'm like, dang, I like her, but she an Instagram model and she trying to take my money and date everybody else.
All right. Let's focus on one love at a time.
Oh.
First of all, we need her name.
Nah, her name Amber.
Yeah, Amber.
Amber.
I'll
say no.
It's a pretty name.
He been saying nah to everything. I said, how you feel this morning? Nah, I feel good.
All right, JT, we're going to get Amber on the phone, all right?
Nah, I'm going to let it talk.
Okay. All right,
JT. Nah, see what I think happened.
Look at everybody. Look at y'all.
I bet you be giving mixed signals at times.
Nah, I didn't get that from him.
I think he's ran into another.
He do.
Nah, okay, you right about that.
ATL chick.
The same one who haven't called you back too, shouty.
Nah, see what happened. He done came down here from New York. It's cheaper to live down here. He can get that money away easier, and she could take it faster.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. My speaker, Amber.
This is she.
Hey, Amber, how you doing, man? This is Streets Morning Takeover, Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout to Shout. You got a few seconds to talk?
Yes.
Why you sound like that? Why you so hesitant?
Because I'm like in the middle of a lot going on right now, but I mean, what is this in reference to?
Listen, Amber, we have a segment on our show called Second Date Update. Mm-hmm. All right,
okay.
And a gentleman called up here. He asked that we call you because he wanted us to find out, you know,
where the hell you been?
Yeah, for the most part.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
Are you familiar with a JT?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so Amber, I got to be real with you real quick, babe. I see you say you have a lot going on, but JT sort of feels like you took the bag, you ran off, and you probably on to the next bag right now. Is that anywhere in the truth?
Wow.
Okay, that is very far from the truth. He is reaching. That is not true. We went on 2 dates, so I really want him to stop acting like he just did the most for me. Cause
in a whole month? In a whole month, y'all only went on 2 dates?
Yes, so he's really exaggerating the truth. And my father literally just passed away 2 weeks ago, so I'm dealing with that. I only picked up right now because I thought this was like funeral home people calling me. So
we're so
really
sorry.
Confused.
Do you still have a balance with them or something?
Yeah. I mean, we're working on it. That's my family business.
Yeah, Jack.
That's our personal business.
We understand. We completely understand.
No shade at all.
We're calling on behalf of JT. He's the one who actually called us. And JT, Amber, he's on the line. You can tell him anything. And JT, you heard her. You heard what's going on with
him. Yeah, JT's on the line. JT, speak up, bro.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
That's sad.
I mean, I'm sorry to hear about your loss and all, but 2 dates, those expensive dates, like, you
JT, are you serious?
It wasn't like Applebee's or nothing like that. Like, I don't take it down to the Prairie Grill in Atlanta. That's a check right there.
I just lost a father, and you're worried about dates? I'm not worried about that. I'm really not.
I understand that. I am sorry for your loss. I didn't know. I mean,
but now you do, JT.
I do, but at the same time, like, damn, give me a warning or something. Like,
hey, man, JT,
sometimes losses don't come with warnings, wow, man. Death doesn't come with warning, man. If I were you, I would refocus my attention. I would refocus my whole plan and energy right now. You actually got on the line. You ain't been able to get in touch with her. She just told she lost her father, bro. Forget the dates. Forget the money you done spent. Now you should be trying to figure out how to console her and really get back in her life.
But
that's what you truly
man,
want.
Man, dog, you gave him some good game. It don't even sound like that's the kind of man he is.
Young lady, right. Are you okay? We apologize for calling you this morning like
It's fine. It's fine. I just feel like that was very insensitive of him. Like, I'm trying to understand, but I really can't. Like, I can't. if you couldn't get in touch with me the last three times, you should have just let it go.
Okay, so so can I ask you something, Amber?
Sure.
Because he's calling here for you, and our condolences go to you and your family for your recent loss of your father.
Thank you.
So I definitely want to approach this a little differently, a little softer. At all, if it's possible, can you see you and JT possibly reconciling, and just maybe him being your ear in your time of need and bereavement? So what do you say?
I just feel like this whole situation is just very insensitive. Like, I just lost my father, and y'all really hitting me with all this right now. Like, this is not my number one focus about a man. Like, the only man that I really loved other than God just passed away. Like, I cannot deal with anything else but that right now. Like, JT is not important to me right now.
True indeed, sister.
Wow, baby. Hey, you brought tears to my eyes this morning.
Again, our condolences from Streets Morning Takeover and Streets 94.5, man. We want to take the time to say we're sorry for your loss, man. We won't hold you any longer.
All right, young lady, you can go ahead. Let me hold myself together. You can go ahead and get off the phone. Young lady, JT, you'll stay on the line for a minute.
Yeah, because we need to talk to you, sir.
Asshole.
How dare you? You didn't feel like that was so insensitive to go straight back into the dating thing, dude?
Bro, what are you doing?
I mean, I just wanted her to know how I felt.
Man.
What about how she felt? It hurt. She lost her dad, JT.
Her dad, boy. Not a dog. You fumbled, JT. It's over with. Over with, JT.
I just want to let you know you're the butthole, bro.
Goodbye, JT. Y'all call us, so let's talk about JT, dumbass. He almost had her back, but he didn't know how to keep the ball in his hand. Fumbleina. Call us up 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. Number one in the streets is Streets 94.5.